Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Chloe and Ella with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Christoffel Government is delivering on its Making Our Community Safer plan with the first early intervention Regional Reset program to start operating within months. Regional Reset is an important part of our plan to prevent the next generation of repeat offenders and start to make Queensland safer, Premier David Christoffel said. Delivered by the Kokoda Youth Foundation, the program will offer 12 months of support for at-risk youth showing early signs of disengagement, antisocial or criminal behaviour in Ipswich Darling Downs region. The state government's $50 million program will be delivered in 9 locations across the state, one of the several early intervention programs aimed to re-engage youth back into their community. A Fiji Airways plane has been damaged in an incident with an aerobridge at Brisbane's International Airport over the weekend, making it the third collision of its kind at Brisbane Airport in just 3 months. Spokesperson for the Brisbane Airport, Peter Dowdy, said that a detailed overnight inspection of the aerobridge found no mechanical faults, and further rigorous inspections are being conducted today to ensure safety and operational integrity. Aerobridge incidents have not just been confined to the Sunshine State, with an aerobridge causing damage to a Qantas jet in Sydney Airport earlier this month. National Secretary of the Australian Services Union, Emil Gask, said on the issue that the airlines and airports involved who own the aerobridges must engage with the union on aerobridge quality and safety.
In national news, as the newly formed federal government returns to its second week, it will aim to introduce legislation to bring to life key election promises, like cutting back the price of medication on the pharmaceuticals benefit scheme to $25 and 20% off HECS loans. However, it will face unions, business groups and economists in the August Economic Roundtable, which will propose their own vision for the nation's future. The Business Council has revealed their main proposal to increase the tax credit for research and development spending. Companies like Atlassian and Cochlear has been called for an 18.5% flat rate incentive. Bryn Black from the Business Council said, "If we don't act now, then we will keep losing innovators, capital and ideas to other nations." Independent MP Kate Cheney is set to introduce a bill to criminalise the use of artificial intelligence tools that have been purposely built to create child sexual abuse material to Parliament. Even though it is an offence to possess or share child abuse material, there is no law that prohibits individuals from downloading or distributing AI-generated material. These AI tools are increasingly easier to access, with some of the most popular sites visited millions of times. To supplement this new bill, a new offence for scraping or distributing data with the intention of training or creating those tools would also be created. In international news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Australia had no imminent plans to join France's move to recognise the state of Palestine, an attempt to add diplomatic pressure on Israel as the humanitarian crisis intensifies. Albanese said a decision could be made when Hamas is demilitarised and a two-state solution could be considered viable. It comes amid rising tensions over Israel restrictions on aid shipments into Gaza, with at least 115 Palestinians have starved to death since the outbreak of conflict on October 7, 2023. Albanese says Israel is quite clearly breaching international law by withholding aid from civilians. For your weather today, Brisbane is chilly, but that won't stop the blue skies. It's currently 12 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Chloe and Ella, for those updates. Look forward to further news at 9am. And I have to say, disappointing but not surprising that our federal government has still failed to grow a backbone in regards to the Palestinian issue. But I'm going to go into a track. This is a brand new song from Bleak Squad. It's called Strangelove off of their forthcoming album of the same name. And I'll be back after this.